So I want to welcome all of you again as we are continuing in our sermon series, Questions for God. It was inspired by a video clip in which children offered up their very honest and genuine questions for God. And I think they are questions that many of us entertain as well. And so we decided that we would spend the month of January exploring some of those questions. And the first Sunday we answered the question, why was Jesus born poor? And then last Sunday, we talked about the question, does God have a purpose for my life? We will wrap up the series next Sunday when we ask what has been probably the most difficult question for human beings to understand. Why is there pain and suffering in the world that was created by a good God? Today, however, we're going to look at the question of, does God answer prayer? But before we go any further, would you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So I grew up in what was called a dry town, and by dry, I don't mean the middle of the desert in 29 Palms, California, although we had great experiences in 29 Palms, California. But no, I mean by a dry town, a town in which the sale of alcohol in any form was illegal. So you could not purchase beer or wine or liquor in any form in this community. And it's because of that experience in my childhood and my growing up years that one of the stories that we encountered in the Disciples Path group study really kind of hit home with me. It's the story of a small town that, although it wasn't illegal to sell alcohol in that particular community, it had been the tradition in that community that it was a dry town. Then one day, a certain businessman had a brilliant idea that he was going to open up a tavern in the town. And he built the tavern, and it happened to be right across the street from a small church. And the tavern began to operate its business, and as customers came in and out, and the church members saw the transactions going on there, and they saw the impact that this tavern was having on their community, they began to become increasingly concerned. They were worried about issues of people driving under the influence, and they quite honestly were not really enamored of the fact that their church parking lot sometimes bore the residue and the litter of the people who had been frequenting the tavern across the street. And so they finally decided that they were going to organize for themselves a prayer vigil. And they were going to ask God to please do something about this tavern across the street from the church. And so they gathered together and they prayed fervently that God would do something about this tavern across the street from the church. And after hours of praying their hearts out, they all went home. Lo and behold, later that night, a thunderstorm arose. And a bolt of lightning shot out of the sky, hit the tavern, it caught on fire, and burned to the ground. Now, the tavern owner was appalled. This was his livelihood. He had been operating this business, and he was depending on its income, and he was absolutely furious about the loss of his business, and he had heard about the prayer vigil. So he hired an attorney to take the church to court because he blamed the church members for the fact that the bolt of lightning had hit the tavern and caused it to burn to the ground. Well, the church members were appalled. How could you possibly take us to court over something like this? So they hired their own attorney to defend themselves. And they went to court, and the judge heard their opening arguments that first day. And after he heard their opening arguments, he said to everybody gathered there, however this trial turns out, one thing is clear. The tavern owner believes in the power of prayer, while the church members do not. Which brings us to the question, does God answer prayers? If so, how does God answer our prayers? And if we're not sure whether God answers our prayers or not, why do we even bother to pray to begin with? Now, there have been more books and more sermons and more instructions written on prayer than I could ever begin to touch on if I were to preach an entire year-long series on prayer. So a 15-minute message is only going to touch on some of the surface issues of that. But I think it's an important question. Does God answer prayer? And if so, how does God answer prayer? And if we're not sure how God answers prayer, then why do we bother to pray in the first place? So I would say there are times when God answers prayer in exactly the way we expect God will answer it. Sometimes I call those the yes prayers, right? The yes answers. We pray because we're looking for a new job. And the job comes through. And we understand that that's an answer to prayer. And that was a yes answer. Or we pray to get into a particular school, and we get that acceptance letter. It's that time of year for our high school seniors right now, right? We get that acceptance letter, and we consider that to be an answer to prayer, and we're very excited about that. Or on a more somber note, the medical test results that we have been worried about and anxious about for days or weeks finally come through, and the answer is what we had asked for. Sometimes God answers prayer and the answer is yes, and those are pretty simple ones to identify and figure out. There are other times, I think, when God answers prayer and the answer is no. But it's a no because answer. And we encounter that in the scripture passage from 2 Corinthians that Jenny read for us earlier. Paul says, three times I prayed to the Lord to take this affliction away from me. And the Lord said, no, because my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, scholars don't know exactly what the affliction was that Paul suffered from, but we have some speculations. Many scholars think that it had something to do with his vision or his eyesight. You remember Paul had that encounter on the Damascus Road where he was blinded for a few days. And in scripture, it talks about, see what large letters I am making with my own hand. And there are times whenever it's clear that he's dictating letters to somebody else. So the speculation is it probably had something to do with his vision. It may have been something akin to macular degeneration. But whatever it was, Paul asked God to take that away from him. Paul asked God to heal him, and God's answer was no. No, because my power is made perfect in weakness. And sometimes that happens in our lives as well. We get a no because answer to the prayers that we request. And we don't always recognize the because in that particular moment. Sometimes it's only in hindsight that we can look back and recognize the because. So maybe you didn't get the job that you applied for. And God's answer was no, because that job will chip away at your relationship with your family. Or no, because that job will undermine some of the morals that you hold near and dear to your heart. Maybe you didn't get into your first choice school that you applied to. And God's answer is no, because there's another school that will be a better fit for you. And you may not recognize that at the time, but in hindsight, you can look back and see, yes, okay, it was no because. I'm showing my age here, but you may remember the country singer Garth Brooks many years ago had a song that was out saying that sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers, right? Well, I don't really think they're unanswered prayers. Those are prayers that are no because prayers. God's answer is no because I have something better for you. I have plans to prosper you in a different way. But then there are times when we cry out to God in prayer. And we don't get a yes. And we don't get a no because answer. Sometimes we cry out to God in prayer, and it feels for all the world like we are shouting into the dark, into a void. And we wonder if God is even there at all to hear us and listen to us. And those are the really hard times. Adam Hamilton has written a book entitled Why? Understanding the Will of God. And in the book, he shares the story of a woman that he knew. She and her husband had spent years and years and years dealing with infertility and going through all sorts of treatments and struggling, and they desperately wanted a child. And finally, the treatments worked, and she conceived, and she was so excited, and so was he. And they kept everything quiet for 3 months because they didn't want to get anybody's hopes up. And, you know, honestly, sometimes you're a little superstitious and they didn't want to jinx anything. And so they kept it quiet until that three-month mark. And when they hit the end of that first trimester and they were able to share the news with their friends and family and those in the church who had been praying for them for so many years, the joy was palpable. You could just feel it in the air. They were absolutely thrilled. The fourth month went by, and the fifth month went by. And then there were complications. And at the fifth month, the couple lost that child. And she was heartbroken. And she said, in a note that she had written to Adam Hamilton, she said, I had always believed that if enough people prayed for something, God would answer those prayers. And God would do what we asked God to do. But he didn't. She said, I wasn't sure I could even believe in God anymore. And really, she lost her faith because of that event. What may surprise you was she was the pastor of the church at that time. Sometimes it feels like we are praying into a void. And we wonder if there is anybody there listening. And when it feels like that, the question is, why then should we pray? Why do we pray? And I think the answer is that prayer is not just about offering up our requests to God, although Scripture encourages us to do that. In everything, with prayer and supplication, offer your requests to God with thanksgiving. But prayer is not just about offering our requests to God. It is through prayer that our relationship with God and with one another is able to grow. And I think this church knows that. I think this church knows that. We joke in our worship committee meetings about how joys and concerns, as part of our worship time together, is the longest part of our service, right? It is longer than the sermon most Sundays. And I think it's so long? Because we know, in some way that we can't even necessarily articulate or understand, that when we pray with one another and for one another, we are drawn closer to God and closer to one another. Prayer is about building those relationships. That's why we pray. It brings us closer to God and closer to each other. Adam Hamilton wraps up the chapter of the book in which he shared the story about that pastor. And he says that although she felt like no one was listening, she continued to pray. And she continued to ask her church family to pray for her and for her husband. And eventually, with time, she came to feel God's presence with her. And eventually, with time, she came to sense God walking alongside of her in the midst of this tragedy. And with time, she came to understand that this was not something that God had willed for her. It was the tragic result of living in a broken and imperfect world. And with time, she stopped asking the question, why? And she started asking the question, so God, what's next? And God spoke into her heart and into the heart of her husband. And they became the answer to prayer for three little girls from Russia who had been orphaned. And they adopted those children. And she ends her note to Adam Hamilton talking about the intense blessings that she experienced because prayer continued to draw her closer to God and closer to one another. Sometimes God answers our prayers and the answer is yes. And sometimes God answers our prayers and the answer is no, because, and it makes sense to us. And sometimes what happens when we pray, we don't have an answer for or an explanation to. We don't understand why it happened, and we never will this side of heaven. But we continue to pray anyhow. We continue to pray because prayer, in some way I can't articulate, but in some way I experience every time we are together, prayer draws us closer to one another and closer to God. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise that you invite us to speak to you, to share our requests with you, and be drawn deeper into a relationship with you and with one another as we lift up our prayers together. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.